Hey, everybody, and good morning. It is March 20th, 2024. It is Fat Guy Loves Cake, the podcast with me, Joey Valentine. Unfortunately, I am kind of a mess right now and in a very, very bad place mentally. So I'm going to be passing off my show and taking the easy way out and replaying one of my favorite episodes from August 25th. And hopefully that'll bring you a good laugh and we can get back on track whenever I can get my head straight. Until then, enjoy this old episode.
Yeah!
That's a huge bitch!
Fuck your couch, nigga!
Butt stuff.
I don't want to do butt stuff tonight.
Hey kids, it is Joey Valentine bringing you a brand new episode of Fat Guy Loves Cake on 8/25/2023. It's Friday, August the 25th, 2023. Hope everybody had a good week. We got a little bit of rain here in Texas and South Texas. Got just a hint of rain for about 5 minutes. Everyone started freaking out like there was going to be some sort of massive hurricane. It was hilarious. It was good for business because everybody started buying a shitload of propane because they were thinking like, oh my God, the power's going to go out and I need my generator to work and all this. It's like, bro, just because we've been without rain for 8 weeks doesn't mean that the first cloudy day means a hurricane's going to blow through. It was just cracked me up. So, the general consensus seems to be with all of my fans, not all of my fans, but the ones that have reached out to me anyway, is that Grant Harris needs to be a permanent part of the show. If you missed Grant Harris, he was 2 episodes ago. The episode was entitled The English Invasion. I had him on from Bristol, England. Yes, he is a fine young chap, and I did enjoy him, but is Joey Valentine not good enough for you? I seriously got a lot of people saying, hey, why don't you have that guy come on and join the show permanently? Like, oh, thanks, fuckers. I mean, I really liked your show, sort of, but with Grant on there, it's finally listenable. Well, I'll have you know that I reached out to Grant, Mr. Bristol, England, and I asked him if he could, and he said that he's too busy to come on the show. No, he said that he actually, he keeps pretty busy with his family and his work and all that, and he is, of course, going to be back on the show. He told me through a message that he's going to be on September 8th, which will be a Friday, which means the show will air on the, I guess, the 11th, Monday. Is that right? 8, 9, 10, yeah. So we're looking at Grant Harris coming back on Fat Guy Loves Cake on September 11th. If sooner, I, of course, will have him on. I'd love to have him on every episode, but with the time difference and, you know, people have families, so we will take what we can get. He did send me a voice message to play for you guys to explain him not being on the show, so let me just play that for you real quick.
Hello, this is Grant Harris, and I'm sorry I couldn't be on the show today. But I'm busy playing with me asshole and I can't find the time to be on a stupid little show with that twat Joey Valentine. I should be back on soon though, so try to listen anyway because Joey will probably eat his feelings if you don't.
Okay, thanks Grant. That was nice, I guess. Thanks for taking the time out to let the fans know that you do hear their voices about you being back on here. All right, we got a lot of news to get to, so let's jump right into it. India, the great nation of India, known for its beautiful culture and diarrhea, landed a spacecraft safely on the moon's surface, and just 53 years after America walked on it, but whatever.
Correction, that would be 54.
Who's keeping count of things like that? India landed a robotic spacecraft on the moon Wednesday, a feat that came just days after a Russian vehicle crashed on the surface after firing its thrusters for too long. India's spacecraft, without any astronauts on board, landed at about 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time near the moon's south pole, an area that several nations covet because it contains water in the form of ice in permanently shadowed craters. Fascinating. Shortly after the lander touched down, the Indian Space Agency released a photo of the lunar surface taken from the craft but did not provide details about the health of the vehicle. So, what does this mean for the great nation of India? Well, if I had to guess, I'd say they're probably working on setting up future call centers to be outsourced third party to American companies.
Hello, my name is Bob Smith, and I'm calling you today from the moon to talk to you about the warranty on your car.
And in other news, women are refusing to shave their bikini areas in latest summer trend. Women aren't just burning their bras in 2023, they are breaking up with their waxers and throwing out their razors. Because, you know, women in America are just so good looking right now to begin with the short blue hair, the septum piercings, and the gigantic obese bodies. But whatever, a trend has emerged online of women rallying against the idea that they should have, to hide their pubic hair at the beach or at all. It has long been the social norm that women are expected to conceal their pubic hair at all costs. Seriously, a vagina wax will set you back at least $50. News to me. You can come on by my house, and I'll give you one for free with some good old-fashioned duct tape. No pubic hair on women has become so normal that it is extremely rare to see female pubic hair in mainstream pop culture. You'd struggle to find a famous sex scene where a woman's pubic hair has been featured. I don't really watch a lot of stuff where pubic hair is pubic area is featured. Is this like a thing? This is a problem? You know what? I've been watching a lot of movies lately, and, well, I gotta tell you, just not seeing enough pubic hair in my movies for my taste. I went to Barbie. I went to go see the new Barbie, and I'm very disappointed in the lack of pubic hair in that movie. The elimination of female pubic hair in mainstream culture has also led to common misconceptions like, for instance, that pubic hair is somehow dirtier. I've never been under that impression, but okay. Psychologist Carly Dobers said that pubic hair has become so taboo that if women don't hide it, it is seen as a form of self-expression and a radical act. Hey, here comes Angie. Ah, Jesus. You can see her pubes coming out through the bottom of her shorts. I guess she's on one of those radical acts again, protesting the government. Hey, guys. Hey, Angie. You think maybe you could tuck those pubes back up into your shorts? They're kind of getting down to your knees at this point.
Don't stifle me. I'm making a statement.
So what do you think, guys? Pubic hair? Yes, no? I mean, here's the thing, in my opinion anyway. Like, I don't have a problem with pubic hair. I mean, I do, my own, and, well, okay, I have a problem with all pubic hair. But the thing is that pubic hair, it grows on anyone. If you don't, you know, maintenance it, it grows very thick and very long. Some people, freakishly thick and long. Men tend to have dark hair on their thighs, so it kind of works its way up there. So if a man was wearing a bikini, then you would expect to see a little bit of that, right? But me, personally, if I was wearing some sort of Speedo or something, and I had major bush coming out the sides, I know you guys are just loving me talking about this, I would definitely trim that, you know? And I think also because traditionally women keep everything shaved, legs, armpits, whatever, you know, it would just seem kind of out of place if you were at the beach and this smooth woman was out sunbathing and then you got a shot of like these massive afro puffs coming out of either side of her vag. I don't know if it's going to be off-putting. Some people might dig that. I don't know. There's always someone that's into everything, and I personally wouldn't find it off-putting, but of course it's going to catch your attention. If all of a sudden I showed up one day and I had a massive bush growing out of my nostrils, people are going to take notice of that. I hate hair, like all hair, okay? It's annoying. It's something you have to do constantly. I don't like hair on my body anywhere. Are you ready for some more TMI? No, I'm not going to... I mean, I manscape. Let me just say that. I manscape. And I think that most men do nowadays. But if you watch like a dirty movie, if you watch a porn from like the 70s, probably even the 80s and 90s, you'll see that everyone is totally sporting a major bush, men and women. Dudes look like they got robin's eggs hiding in a nest. All right, it's really disturbing. But that was the style. And no one would give it a second thought because it's just was the style, right? And as it changed, as styles do, you'll see even just in the last 100 years in America, every decade, like in fashion and hair and things like that, you know, I mean hair on your head. fashions and styles change as they tend to do decade through decade. And shaving, you know, became a style amongst women, I guess. I'd say that probably started in the 80s and the 90s with the whole, like, Brazilian wax thing. Women just going bare, you know, because it was, like, the new thing to do. And probably at this time in 2023, everyone's gotten so used to women taking care of that down there. I mean, you can imagine, right? You know, like, say you're a 40-ish-year-old guy, right? And your whole life, your partners have always been trimmed. Then you start dating this new person. You're being intimate for the first time. You take off her drawers and this massive bush poofs up.
Holy shit, it's Bigfoot!
It's going to catch you off guard, you know? If I were a woman, I would actually, like, warn someone about that. Be like, listen, I don't know what your past girlfriends have been like, but I'm just going to let you know, it's a mess down there. An absolute fucking jungle. So, be forewarned. Okay, I think we've talked about pubic hair long enough, so let's move on to the next story. Which I assure you is going to be much classier than the last one. Psych! So, a woman did the unthinkable in a rare simultaneous twins were born. Two twins born at the exact same time. But you're saying, Joey, no, twins are born at the same time all the time. No, I mean they were born at the same time. I don't mean one popped out and then another popped out. I mean two popped out side by side at the same freaking time through this woman's vagina. Twins Molly and Mickey McLaren from North Lanarkshire, Scotland, are rare simultaneous twins born at exactly the same time. On April 27th, after over 12 hours of painful labor, doctors told mom Diane McLaren to push when they spotted a head crowning. Everyone in the room was amazed when Mickey came out head first and Molly came out feet first, simultaneously. Head and feet! Coming out at the same time. I mean, we're all familiar with the size of that tunnel. For the most part, the idea of the of childbirth, even for those of us who can't have it, it sounds horribly, horribly painful. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. I don't understand how women can get excited to be pregnant knowing that the conclusion of the pregnancy, although a magical moment of having that child, is going to end in the worst pain imaginable in your life. And then somehow you manage to do it more than once in your life. It seems like that would be like the one, like after the first child, like every time you had sex with your husband, you'd be like, no, you'd be like, you're going to wear three condoms. I'm on the pill and the shot. And I got one of them things, one of them devices, whatever. Okay. No way are you getting me pregnant and I'm pushing another one of those out through that tiny hole. So, if the pain is so severe of one child's head coming through, now we're talking about at the exact same time, a head and two feet and legs. More than likely, if I had to guess, Miss McLaren is going to need some extra stitches. Hell, I'd even throw a few extra ones in there for the husband because, yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Thomas.
Smooth and lubricated.
Came out of my vagina.
Okay, that's enough. I'm sorry. All right, what else we got? Gen Z cancels LOL in favor of new acronym. IJBOL. Okay. All right, so we all know the famous acronym that everyone on the internet uses, LOL, laughing out loud, laugh out loud, whatever. Oh, that reminds me. I saw the funniest thing. This woman, she had texted her daughter, and she said, "Grandma died, LOL." And the daughter goes, "What the hell? Why are you laughing?" And the mom's like, "What do you mean?" She said, "LOL." And the mom says, "Doesn't that mean lots of love?" She's like, "No, mom, that means laughing out loud." And she said, "Oh, shit, I just sent that to, like, everyone in the family." Boomers, you got to make sure you know what you're doing if you're going to try and speak the lingo. All right, Gen Z has canceled the fan favorite acronym LOL. Instead, the slang savvy generation, yes, slang savvy bullshit, has coined a more complicated term in lieu of laugh out loud, IJBOL. For the uninitiated, that means I just burst out laughing. Unlike the so-called strictly millennial LMAO, laughing my ass off, ROFL, rolling on the floor laughing, or LOL, IJBOL, pronounced each bowl, really, you had to include a pronunciation for each bowl, doesn't quite have the same je ne sais quoi. Yet the widely used acronyms, part of internet culture for decades, have been trashed by Gen Zers, much like the thumbs up emoji, skinny jeans, and blonde hair. Yeah, I remember when the thumbs up emoji, I've already talked about this many times before, but you know, the thumbs up emoji being disrespectful, or some people even calling it white supremacist, like the okay sign, but we won't talk about that. Yeah, the thumbs up, somehow, millennials found offensive, or Gen Zers, or whoever. Somebody found it offensive, because America, you know. I don't LMAO. It's just not what I do, 27-year-old Michael Meneseo, a Melbourne-based content creator, told the New York Times. I associate LMAO with millennial humor, but then I associate LMAO with millennial humor, but then I associate IJBOL with Gen Z humor, which is funnier. Listen to this pretentious fucking knob talking trash. They're both stupid. What's even worse is when you hear someone say them in public. I shit you not, I was at Kohl's one time. Yes, I was at Kohl's. I was at Kohl's because I was shopping for a suit or something, and this flamboyantly gay man, and I say that because he was very light in the loafers. He had a massive lisp, and he said, LOL, and he said, OMG. He didn't laugh out loud. He didn't say, oh my God. He said, LOL and OMG. Except he didn't say it so much as he pranced it across the room. He goes, OMG. And then his friend was like, look at this card. He goes, LOL. Cat's looking at me like I've lost my mind. Michael Meneseo from Melbourne, pretentious, fucking arrogant content creator, has the audacity to go, I don't LMAO, as he's holding his monocle, you know? He's got his monocle in and his fucking pipe and a Pabst Blue Ribbon and a fucking bow tie. I don't LMAO. It's just not what I do. I associate LMAO with millennial humor. But then I associate IJBOL with Gen Z humor, which is far, far more hilarious. Fucking douche. All right, that's my time, folks. I'm going to wrap it up here. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Oh, I got to tell you, if you haven't checked out the Joey Valentine YouTube page, you should now. I have created quite a ruckus on YouTube as I made a video completely mocking what it's like to have an argument with a transgender person. And it garnered quite a lot of attention. Mostly positive comments, but of course there was some hate. And I ate it up with a spoon. Sugar-coated, frosty, yummy hate. So if you get a chance, check out the Joey Valentine YouTube page and you can see me in drag. And if that won't put some pep in your step to start your day, I don't know what will. FatGuyLovesCake@yahoo.com is where you can reach me for any reason. Don't forget, I have stickers of all sorts. If anybody would like some, you just got to message me and tell me you want them, and I'll send them to you. In the meantime, shave your vagina, grow it out, whatever. Just be nice to it. I'll see you on Monday.
Ooh, never thought I'd get my dick sucked. Oh yeah, caress my balls too. Oh boy, oh boy, oh that feels good. Oh, right there, fuck yeah, I can feel your tonsils on my cock. Oh, there we go. Ooh, never thought I'd get my dick sucked. Oh, yeah, caress my balls, too. Oh, right there. Fuck yeah, I can feel your tonsils on my cock.
Oh, here, let me fuck your face again, then. Don't be...
Oh, right there. Whoa, right there. Oh. Let me get a good fucking idea. Oh, yeah, caress my balls, too. Ooh, never thought I'd get my dick sucked. Oh, right there. Fuck yeah, I can feel your tonsils on my cock.
Oh, here, let me fuck your face again, then. Let me...
Oh, right there. Whoa, right there. Oh.